This is Money Stories, Episode 11. Put your money where your heart is with Matt and Jenny Brady. Hi, and welcome to Money Stories, a podcast where I interview fellow Catholics and Christians so we can all learn from their personal money stories. I'm Caitlin Kano. I'm a wife, mom, financial counselor, and student of all things stewardship. Today we're speaking with Matt and Jenny Brady. Matt and Jenny were a married, dual-income couple when they first took a Bible study that helped them link their faith with their finances. A lot of life has happened since then, and they've been blessed to see how their faith has grown when they took the lessons they learned in the Bible study and applied it to their lives. They are just the sweetest couple, and I'm sure you'll enjoy what they had to say as much as I did. Hi, Matt and Jenny.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. Well, thank you for joining us today and sharing your story about how you've integrated your faith and your finances. So can you tell us, what is your money story?
Well, Matt and I, we met in college in San Antonio, here where we live. We got married shortly thereafter. So we've been together for quite a while now, married almost 13 years. Moved to the Dallas area shortly after graduation, like a month after. But we both had jobs up there. We got jobs straight out of college, thanks be to God. We had really good jobs. I'm a CPA and Matt's an actuary. So we put our education to use pretty quickly. But with that, we had a lot of student loans, like $100,000 of student loans. But at the time, you know, we thought, okay, we have good jobs and we'll just pay them off, probably like most people think. And so we kind of just assumed that would continue. And so we bought a new car. You know, why not? We had the money, I guess, you know, we thought, and so we bought the new car. We were able to make the payments, no real issues there. But I guess the problem was that we assumed that this would continue forever.
Yeah, I mean, I think we were really focused on our careers and advancement there, and we both had jobs that required long hours and travel, and so after a few years of marriage, we found ourselves in a position where we were doing fine financially, actually, but just felt like something was missing in our marriage and our spiritual life, and we were going to Mass every week, but that was kind of the extent of our spiritual life. And I remember we were looking in the bulletin for something to get involved with, and the predecessor to the Bible study in our parish, Ministry of All Faith and Finance, was advertising for a new class that was coming up, and it led to a lot of changes for us, you know, from a financial standpoint, but also within our marriage and professionally. And it was really the front door to a dramatic spiritual change for us. So it really goes beyond our finances for us to our spiritual lives, our marriage, and now our family with three kids.
Wow, so you've made a lot of changes since then. It's not just the changing your financial perspective or joining a group at your parish. Now you have three little ones, so lots of life changes. Yeah. And knowing that you had just a different lifestyle back then, it was, as so many young Catholic couples have, you kind of get in the habit of, you know, Monday through Saturday, living your life, Sunday, going to church, checking in, and then jumping back into the real world. What gave you an inclination there was a disconnect there, that there was something more you should be doing as a couple to unify your faith with your careers and your finances?
Well, I think for me, there was just, a lot, just something felt missing. Anxiety at work about, projects that were going on. But I don't know, something about the way John Dean presented it, or the Holy Spirit, I guess, more appropriately, it really hit me that we financially and within our marriage weren't in a situation where if God called us to do something that we would be able to respond. We were really jackal to our careers and our lifestyle.
Then you had mentioned John Bean, and for those who don't know, John and Evelyn Bean are Compass Catholic's co-founders, and the Bible study we have right now, a 6-week Bible study called Faith and Money Matters. Did you do that one, or did you do our old Bible study, Navigating?
The old one.
Okay,
we went through it. You know, it's probably almost been more than 10 years now. It was brand new, yeah. And actually, the very first one I went through at our parish in Capel was, it wasn't Catholic at all. It was just a Protestant version of a Bible study, basically. I think it was Crown, maybe. I forget exactly the very first one. But we went through like 3 iterations of.
And you had mentioned you're both numbers people. And Jenny, you're a CPA, and Matt,
Actuary.
What is an actuary?
The million-dollar question.
Right. I'm not quite sure, so I'm just going to ask. For our listeners, you don't know, too.
I think one definition of being an actuary is you can't really describe your job in a way that someone will understand. But at a very simple level, I help manage retirement plans, so pension plans and 401k plans.
So you're numbers people, and you have been in the numbers, and there was still a disconnect between your personal finances and your faith. So I think you kind of give some hope to someone who's not a numbers person that, you know, even people who are numbers people can struggle with this unification of your faith and your money. Do you know at what point you realized the Holy Spirit was kind of speaking to you to move forward in a different fashion?
We were trying to start the Bible study at our parish with John Peterson, the person that was leading it there. We were friendly with them, but the Beans came and spoke with us, and maybe a group of like 5 or so other couples. But we actually sat at the table with the Beans, and they were kind of coaching us on how to be, you know, the Bible study leaders. And I'm sure they knew what they were doing. They talked to us, but they started with the debt section. Well, actually, I think they started with God, you know, God, everything is God's. We're just stewards. And so it was that, and then we went to debt, and it was like, when I heard, you know, yes, God owns everything. I mean, I'm a cradle Catholic. I knew already. It gets personal real fast, because those are the decisions that you made. You know, we chose to go to the schools that we went to, we chose the car that we had, we chose to buy, you know, furniture on a credit card, paid off, you know, whatever it is, 48 months later or whatever. But so we had those little things, I say little, but really they were large. Once we went through that first leadership kind of class, I mean, we wrote everything down. We calculated, you know, exactly how much that we had. I mean, we knew it was a lot, but, you know, once you write everything down and kind of prioritize it, you're like, wow, that's a lot, probably a lot more than we thought. It was about $110,000. And we just snowballed it, and we paid it off in less than 2 years. So like 2022.
Wow. Good for you.
$10,000, yeah. He blessed us and has continued to bless us with just resources beyond anything that we could ever deserve. And so, you know, truly we give thanks to God without a doubt. So, yeah, it really kind of just started with the debt stuff. And once we got that out of the way, it was like, okay, we're just going to follow the money map or just follow, move along the path. And so we've just done that.
And what changes did you make to your daily habits? What can another young couple who's going through maybe the same change of heart, what habits can they implement that worked for you to move forward as faithful financial stewards?
And I think one of the first things we did, you know, we talked a little bit about the debt and how we tackled that. But, you know, up until that point, we weren't really prioritizing generosity much at all. And so you know, it was very much an afterthought if we had something left over.
I'd say there, we honestly, before we went through the Bible study, we were, you know, we'd write a check and we put it in the offertory collection basket, but it was just kind of a random amount. It was definitely not thought about ahead of time. It was just like, hey, we kind of look at each other in the car, even on the way to Mass, like, should I write a check for this amount? Okay, sure. And I'd literally be writing it in the car, put it in my purse, take it in to Mass with me. But now, I mean, and since we went through that, the Bible study, it's just been the beginning of every year for sure. You know, God's calling us to be more, much more generous than we were being. And each year we started where we were, and then we just kept kind of increasing it.
And we had mentioned before that your life looks very different now than before when you first started down this journey and taking these classes and meeting with the Beans. How has your life changed now? What kind of lifestyle changes have you made? And you mentioned little ones. So tell me how your life is different now that you've got through a few more years of this.
We have a 4-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a 9-month-old.
You're getting a little busy.
Stay at home mom. I guess my reward is in heaven. I don't get paid in the same way that most people do, but hopefully, you know, one day I'll see that storing up that treasure in heaven. So yeah, that's a definite, I mean, enormous change in our lives. That's just been, I mean, the answer to so many prayers and so many people that, I mean, we know without a doubt prayed for us. And, you know, some days, yes, are harder than others. I think anybody who has young children, especially 3 under the age of 5, and at the time when my son was first born, my daughter was 3.5. So they're 3 kids, 3.5 years apart. So anybody who's been through that or is going through that or will go through that can say that it is extremely challenging at times. But I mean, just again, the blessings, the smiles that they give you, the constant "I love you," the, you know, just all of that is it makes those difficult moments just all the more bearable. So, yeah.
I think for me, so I'm a convert to the faith. I was confirmed in 2006, and you know, if you had asked me privately when we got married how many kids do I want to have, it probably would have said, you know, 2 at most. And so, you know, this has been, you know, through this ministry, but then, you know, expanding into other ministries that we've gotten into, you know, the Holy Spirit has really, you know, taken a hold of me. And, you know, I see my role as a husband and father to be, you know, the central vocation that God has given.
And you could fulfill those vocations because you didn't have the debt load. Exactly. And you're made aware. Oh, that's just a great story. That's awesome. Hey, well, I'm excited for you too. And having young kids, my husband and I did do the, we had 4 kids in 5.5 years. So we've been there, done that. And your treasures are in heaven. I pray, because there's a lot of years of some craziness. But I appreciate you two coming on and speaking about this, because, you know, whatever decision a family makes, one parent working, 2 parent, whatever it is, you want it to be a choice that they come together prayerfully and not to be one that's so heavily influenced by debt that you're not sure if that's your vocation anymore, that maybe, you know, that should be what you're doing. So I appreciate you speaking to that and giving some hope to some other young couples, especially professional young couples that are earning good money and can make it work. And you made these decisions, so now you can both live your vocations in a beautiful way. So thank you so much. I appreciate you too.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
For more information about Compass Catholic Ministries, including the various Bible studies and services that we offer, please visit compasscatholic.org. If you enjoy Money Stories, please share it with a friend. You may also like Compass Catholic's other podcast, Manage Your Money God's Way, available wherever you get your podcast. If you have any comments about today's show or suggestions for future shows, please email us at info@compasscatholic.org. Thanks for listening, and God bless.